stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Welcome back. Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620TheZone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Kevin Kugler, a little over 10 minutes from now. Hour from now, we'll talk to Brian Munson. Get his take on Keyshawn Johnson Jr.'s leave of absence to go, quote, kind of mature at home. You know, what that means moving forward. And then get his thoughts on the Friday Night Lights camp going down tomorrow. Hopefully we have better weather than, you know, what was Hurricane Mike Riley last week. Golly, that was nuts. Speaking of Nebraska, so Athlon, we're big Athlon guys here on this show.
Go Athlon!
They did their top 50 college football players of the past 50 years, and it was interesting. And they ranked them 1 through 50, and then they also did their starting offense and starting defense as well. Two Huskers made it as starters. And when I looked at this, if you would have asked me that, you said, okay, name the two starters, my lock would have been Tommy Frazier. I'd be like, Tommy Frazier is a starting quarterback. He wasn't. That was Tim Tebow. But the two guys that made it as starters on Athlon's top college football players of the past 50 years were Dave Remington at center and Sue at defensive tackle. T. Frazier won the starter, Tebow was. I know I'm biased, but I'd have Frazier. Frazier was better. He just was, in my opinion. As far as the other starters that Athlon had, so they had Tebow at quarterback. Their running backs were Herschel Walker, Barry Sanders. Not going to argue with that. Wide receivers, Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald. Not going to argue with that. Tight end, Keith Jackson. O-line, John Hanna, Jonathan Ogden, and Orlando Pace, and Anthony Munoz. Their center, obviously Dave Remington. Defensive ends, Hugh Green and Randy White. Defensive tackles, they got Leroy Selman and then Ndamukong Suh. Linebackers, Derek Thomas, Lawrence Taylor, Brian Bosworth. And then their corners. The corners are like, good luck completing a pass on these guys. Charles Woodson and Deion Sanders. And then at safety, they had Ronnie Lott and Kenny Easley. Don't have too much of an issue with some of those guys. So some other Huskers that made the list. Yeah, Tommy Frazier was ranked 12th on their top 50 players. Johnny Rogers was ranked 24th. Remington, 19th. Sue was 15th. Kind of read you what on Johnny Rogers, here's a little write-up. They said the Jet became the top pass receiver and kick returner in Big 8 history, setting 41 school records and 4 NCAA records for Cornhusker teams that were a combined 33-2-2 and won 2 national championships. Rogers' most famous play was one of the great moments of college football history, a 72-yard punt return to begin the scoring in 1971's Game of the Century at Oklahoma. He would win the Heisman Trophy the following year. Remington, they wrote, Remington earned back-to-back Outland trophies, the only player ever to do so, as well as the Lombardi Award in 1982 when he finished 5th in the Heisman Trophy voting. The 2-time All-American was chosen as the Big 8 Offensive Player of the Year as a junior, making him the only interior lineman ever to be so honored. Fittingly, the award for Best College Football Center bears his name. Sue, they write, one of the most dominant interior defensive linemen. Sue authored a season for the ages in 2009, 85 tackles, 12 sacks, 26 quarterback hurries, 20.5 tackles for loss, 10 pass breakups, 3 block kicks, and an interception. Oh, God, even reading that out loud, it's like, whoa. And then Frazier, and this is true. So Frazier was at his best when the stakes were highest. He directed 2 fourth-quarter touchdown drives in a 24-7 victory over Miami in 95 Orange Bowl that gave Coach Osborne his first national title. Then in 1996 Fiesta Bowl, he rushed for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns as Nebraska overwhelmed Florida 62-24 to win another national championship and claim a place amongst history's greatest teams. Some other thoughts with this list. What still jolts you as a Nebraska native and a college football fan is when you see all-time stats for college football, whether it's like most wins, most draft picks, things of that nature, you always see Nebraska right at the top. And even though Nebraska hasn't had a bunch of tangible success since 1999, they had a ton prior to that. Even with this list, Nebraska had four players in the top 50. That was second highest only to USC, who had six. Like, stop and think about that. That just kind of reminds you how good Nebraska's teams were and players were and program was, even if they haven't been great for the past 17 years or so. By the way, in their ranking, Athlon's ranking of the top 50 college football players of the past 50 years, their top five college football players were Herschel Walker, Barry Sanders, Archie Griffin, Earl Campbell, Bo Jackson. What's the common thread there? All running backs. Isn't that interesting? All five were running backs. Six of the top 10 were running backs. I think that snapshot shows you how much the game of football has changed. The glamour position in football used to be running back. The best athlete, the best player on the team, oftentimes was the running back. Like, that's how, for me growing up, it was always like, the best player is the running back. The stars of the teams were the running backs. But that's kind of changed. Now, it's moved towards the quarterback. The quarterback's the man. Sometimes the quarterback's the best athlete. I bet, I'll make a bet with you guys. Hopefully, I'm still alive in 50 years. Here would be my guess. I bet in 50 years when they do this again, here are the top 50 college football players of the past 50 years, it's not going to be littered with running backs again. It's going to be littered with quarterbacks. Because to me, that's how the game has altered and changed and evolved. Football used to be more about running the ball, and the running backs were the superstars. Now, football is more about throwing the ball, and the quarterbacks are the superstars. So I'm telling you, I think in 50 years, I would be astonished. I would be astonished if there are six running backs in the top 10 college football players in 50 years from now. I'd be shocked. 402-951-1620. All right. Excited to talk to Munson and Adee Joseph, but coming up next, how he's... It's nice that he's willing to give us about 10 minutes. Super busy. Kevin Kugler, right in the midst of Kyle and the College World Series. He'll join us after the break.